Well, hello there, family. How are you doing? Blessings to you from my side of the world today. I pray and trust that you're doing wonderful. Welcome to this episode of the Dark Prayer Podcast, where we decree and declare the plans of the Lord concerning the lives of our children, concerning our marriages, concerning our family. This is a space for encouraging parents, guardians, grandmas, grandpas. I recently heard a word last week. So whether you're a parent or a parent is someone that's providing care, nurturing a child, bringing up a child, even if they're not your biological children, right? So yes, that is the space that we're in right now. We will be decreeing and coming into alignment with the things that God already has spoken concerning our children, concerning our families, concerning our legacies. So yes, welcome, 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 welcome. As we bring heaven into situations that we may be going through as parents, as we invite heaven into our parenting and raising our children, right? So I'm so glad you're here. Well, today I'm going to jump right into it. It has been a long day here, and I just wanted to get this done before going to bed. The scripture on my heart this week is Ezekiel chapter 36, 26 to 27. And what does it say? In the New International Version, it says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. In the Message version, it says, for here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take you out of these countries, gather you from all over and bring you back to your own land. I'll pour pure water over you and scrub you clean. Love it. I'll give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I'll remove the stone heart from your body and replace it with a heart that's God-willed, not self-willed. I love that. I'll put my spirit in you and make it possible for you to do what I tell you and live by my commands. You will once again live in the land I gave your ancestors. You'll be my people and I will be your God. Just before finally. International Children's Bible says, also I will teach you to respect me completely. I will put a new way to think inside you. I will take out the stubborn heart like stone from your bodies, and I will give you an obedient heart of flesh. I will put my spirit inside you, and I will help you live by my rules. You will be careful to obey my laws. Finally, the Passion Translation. I will graciously give you a new tender heart and put a new willing spirit inside you. I will remove your hard heart of stone and give you an obedient, responsive heart instead. I will put my Holy Spirit in you to empower you to keep my laws and live by them. So yes, this is basically what we're praying today. As parents, you know, as Karens as well, several times we try. I don't think there's any perfection when it comes to parents, you know, like you really have it all figured out. But we do our best. We you know, nurture and train our children, take them to church, make sure they study the word. And there are times when it feels like you don't even know if you're seeing any results. But sometimes the Holy Spirit of God has to literally come and do a surgery and do a work. That kind of, you know, the transformation and the transitioning that we want to see from this to that, basically. That's the way I can put it. But, you know, we have the assistance of the Holy Spirit. The Bible actually says that when we don't know how to pray, there are situations, you know, that, you know, we're just like, I really don't know how to pray right now. But the Holy Spirit is there to help us. So, yeah, there are those seasons of transitions. I can remember some transitions in my life when I was younger, and you know, and I've seen what the Lord has done. So we get to stand in the gap and pray for our children to have that transition, to have that heart surgery, to have that transformation, not just for them to be able to recite the word, but to be transformed from the inside out. So that is it for this week. Let us go right into declaring the word of God. Yes, Father, we thank you that we are your temple. We thank you that we are your representatives on earth. We thank you that your Holy Spirit lives and dwells powerfully inside of us, God. We thank you for the opportunity that we have today to come and to intercede for our children. Not just for our children, but even for ourselves, God. So that whatever it is that you have planned in our hearts, whatever you have planned for our lives, can come to fruition, Father. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you show us your word, that you lead us in your word. And we can decree and declare the word of God concerning our children. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you promised, you said, you will give us a new heart and put a new spirit within us. So we pray for our children, Father, that you give them a new heart, a new spirit, that you remove the stone heart. A stone represents stubbornness. It represents hardness. Father, we thank you, God, that every hardness of heart, every stubbornness of heart, everything that seems unchanging, Father, we thank you that you're coming and you're just coming into those situations, Father, that you're turning every heart of stone, every area that has been difficult and hard, that seems like we're not seeing any results in, Father, concerning our children, concerning our family, concerning our marriages and finances, Father, we thank you that you're coming into those places. And your birthing, your word says that you will make way in the wilderness. This is your specialty, God. Your word says that you will bring water. You will bring water into the desert land. Father, we thank you that you're tilling the soils of the hearts of our children, Father. And that you are bringing, you're exchanging for a stone heart. Father, you're giving us, God, a heart of flesh. A heart that is tender, tender towards you, tender towards your instructions, Father. A heart that is ready to hear from you. A heart that is ready, that is mullable, that is easily changed, not by the world, but by you, Father. We thank you that you're giving our children a receptive heart. A heart that hears your voice. A heart that obeys your voice above all, Father. We thank you that you're removing the stone heart from our bodies, God, and you're replacing it with a heart that is for you. Not self-willed, but God-willed. Father, I thank you, God, that the hearts of our children are transformed into yours, Father. Not self-willed, not stubborn, not self-destructive, Father, but God-willed. Father, I thank you that our children have a heart that follows passionately after your heart, that is completely surrendered to your will, Father. We thank you that you put your spirit in us and make it possible to do what you tell us to do, Father. We decree concerning our children, Father. We thank you, Father, that your spirit is active and alive in them. Your word is in them, and your Holy Spirit brings that word alive, Father, that they will do you, that your spirit in them makes it possible for them to do everything that you tell them and to live by your commandments. We thank you that our children will hear your voice, that they will know your voice. They will be eager to follow your voice. They will be eager to do what it is that you tell them to do, to live by your commandments. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. This is your promise concerning our children, Father, that you take every stubborn heart of stone from their bodies and you give them an obedient heart of flesh. Lord, we pray of our children that they have the Spirit of God, the seven spirits of God, the spirit of wisdom, of knowledge, of understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of reverence for God, obedient fear of the Lord. We thank you that these spirits are manifesting in their lives. Every other spirit, Father, we nullify. We decree in the name of Jesus that they will only operate by the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, that you will give them an obedient heart of flesh and put your Spirit inside them. Lord, we decree that by your Spirit, our children will live by your rules, God. They will be careful to obey your laws. They will be eager to obey your laws. They'll be completely surrendered to you. That our children's hearts will be formed into your image of a perfect reflection, God. A perfect reflection of your heart. A perfect reflection of your kingdom. A perfect reflection of heaven on earth, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that their hearts are tender. The hearts of our children are tender. And their hearts are new and willing. That you put a willing spirit inside them. Your word says if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Lord, we decree concerning our children that they will be willing and obedient to obey your commands. They will be willing and obedient, Father, to follow after your precepts, Father. They will not need to be coerced, God, but they will passionately, easily surrender to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we decree that you remove every hard heart of stone and give them an obedient, responsive heart. That even as they go to church, Father, even as they join in worship services, God, even as they learn your word, Father, we thank you, God, that our children will have a responsive heart. Not just my children, every other child, Father, my nieces and nephews and cousins, oh God. I decree even for my children's friends, God, in the name of Jesus, that it will have a responsive heart. We pray for encounters by your Spirit, God, that this will be known as the year and the season, God, the decade where these children will have an encounter with you, God. Our children, Father, will have an encounter with the true and living word, that they will have an encounter with your word, with the Jesus that we have known and we love and we serve, God. We pray that they will have their own encounters, God, as they sleep, God, as they go to church, as they study your word, as they make friends, God, as they grow up, even in their studies, God, that they will encounter Jesus, that their lives will never be the same again. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that this decade, your Holy Spirit will empower our children to keep your laws and to live by them. Lord, that they will encounter you, God, that they will be empowered by you to keep your laws, God, and to live by them from generation to generation, that they will teach it to their children, and their children will also encounter you and teach it to their children, and they even will encounter you and teach it to their children from generation to generation to generation in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, that we can trust your word. We thank you, Lord, that you've never failed and you will never fail. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We thank you, Father, that we belong to you. That we belong to you. And we bring heaven here and now. On earth as it is in heaven. In the lives and the hearts of our children as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That we are yours. We are the city of God. The city that is set upon a hill. That cannot be hidden. We bless your name, Father. That we and the children that you have given unto us are for signs and wonders. Signposts that declare the goodness and the graciousness and the amazingness of God. And Lord, I even just claim this blessing according to your word. You said that that the Lord our God will bless us and the ends of the earth will fear him. I just decree in the name of Jesus that we, like that the world, the ends of the world will see our lives and will give glory to God. They will give all the glory to God. They will be drawn to the God that we serve. They will come to the full and the saving knowledge of the Lord that we serve. We thank you, Father, for the promise of your word. Thank you that we are the city of God. We are Eden, and we bring heaven here and now. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless your name. We give you glory. Friends, thank you so much for joining me to pray. Let's keep praying for our children. Let's keep bringing heaven on earth, because this is what we're called to do. I don't know a better way to parent than this. Thank you for joining me. If you have no understanding or no relationship with Jesus, this is your invitation. I don't see how life can be done without him. So I just want to invite you into this beautiful relationship with the Lord. And all you have to do is say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for me. I accept your work, your perfect work of salvation on the cross. I ask you to forgive my sins, to cleanse me of every unrighteousness. I ask you to come into my heart, to make me new, that my life will never be the same, and that I will serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If that's you, welcome into the family. Would love to hear from you. You can leave a voice message right here on this app. Thank you again for joining me. Let's keep praying. Let's keep storming the heavens. God is faithful. I look forward to the next episode. Whenever that is, maybe next week, maybe the week after. But God bless you and keep you. Let's keep praying. Have a wonderful day. Bye.